that it says the Stam Mishnah Masechta Bei holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Negeita Yomtif, we pass in Yesh Muksa. We'll soon see why we do that. But our core point was the Stam Mishnah Negeita Yechus Yomtif like Rabbi Yehuda. This name we learned like this. Ein Mevakim Eitzim in Akuris. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yomtif. Even though you're allowed to burn wood on Yomtif for the fire, you're allowed to make a fire on Yomtif. And if you have the fire going, you're allowed to burn wood now, but you can't break wood min akuris. Those are choshuva beams that were set aside for building. It's like muksa machlas chsar and kis. They're very expensive beams to use for building, so those beams you're not allowed to use to break, to burn on Yomtif. V'loy min akuris shenishbura b'yomtif. And not even a beam that broke on Yomtif. So in other words, now that the beam broke on Yomtif, right now the beam really shouldn't be muksa. It's not called muksa machlas chsar and kis. It's not set aside now to use for anything special. Now that it broke, it's firewood. So really, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, if you have this very expensive piece of wood, if it breaks on Yom Tov, you should be allowed to use it right now. Because right now, it's not only to be used for binyan, it's only to be used for burning. So it should be able to be used. Still, the Mishnah says no. Mashman, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was muksa, it was a chosh of a wood that's set aside to use for binyan, so you can't use it on Yom Tov. Even though it breaks later on Yom Tov, the lachem is you can't use it. So you see, on Hilchos Yom Tov, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Therefore, Mukim Lo LeBeis Hillel Kreb Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Pshat Now Mishnah here in Veya, that that Beis Hillel says, Loi Teichel, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov. You know why? Because it's an Issa Muksa. We're talking about the mother was Oymed to raise it to give eggs. So you didn't have Das to eat the mother. The mother is Muksa. Therefore, the egg is also Muksa. And we that find Beis Hillel holds like that, because Talocha by Yom Tov is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So we hold Yesh Muksa by Yom Tov. Therefore, Rav Nachman says our Mishnah is also very good. So Beis Hillel is the one that says Yesh Muksa. See Rashi, the Tanan ain't Mavakim Eitzim. By Yom Tov, you can't chop the wood. Loi min akuris asnure zu agavzu bekarka v'yemdim lebinyin. Not the fancy pieces of wood that you have set aside that are piled up one on top of another, is set aside to build with. So building wood is muksa machlas chsar and kis. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov.
All right, turn over.
Perish and nishbura b'Yom Tov. Not even a beam that broke now on Yom Tov. After it broke, v'yaf al pishay medis miyachshav lehesik. What are you going to do with this piece of wood now? Now that you have this big fancy wood, but it broke. Now that it's broken, what do you do with it? It's time to use for firewood. So really, you should be allowed to use it now on Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah say you can't use it? Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a complete board, beam. That's oimet to binyan, to build with, not to burn. So the klal is, kivun es katzor lebein hashmoshes. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was set aside not to be used, the klal is katzor lekula yoimim. It's set aside for the whole day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. Alma, what do we see? Islon looks of Yom Tov. Nageyat Hilchas Yom Tov, Estam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we hold from the Issa Muksa. Hilkach, therefore, when Rav Nachman learned our first Mishnah in Beya, Muki Rav Nachman Amasnitsin, the Arab Yom Tov, who based Hilch Rabbi Yehuda. He's that fine, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is according to, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That it's as Muksa. Over your medes legado beitzim. We're talking about the mother now is a hen that you're using to raise, to it should give off eggs. So you don't want to eat it. You don't have das to make a shkita on it. Therefore, it's muksa. Or mishum muksa. The reason why you can't use the egg then, because since this egg comes out of such a mother, that's muksa, that's why you can't eat the egg. Smell is no steer in Rav Nachman. Even though in Hilchah Shabbos, Rav Nachman says that Beis Hillel holds ain't muksa, that's only the gate to Hilchah Shabbos. For the Geir to Hilchos Yom Tov, our mission here, there's another Stam Mishnah that says, Ein Mavak and Eitzim in Akuris. Afilu Shanishbru be Yom Tov, that we see on Yom Tov, we hold Yesh Muksa. So Mari asks, good, you have a Teretz, but a modern Halacha. What should be the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? For the Gemara Michti, let's take a look, what's going on here? Man Stam El Masnitsin, who put all the Mishnahs a Stam Mishnah? I mean, they didn't put the name, who said the Mishnah? Who made up a Stam Mishnah? Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe Shita. So for the Gemara, if it's Rebbe, my Shinah b'Shabbos, this Tamlo and Keb Shimon, how can Rebbe himself, negate Hilchah Shabbos, he's that Stam like Keb Shimon. We hold you are allowed to cut the give the Nevela to the Klovim. If an animal dies now on Shabbos, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was Muksa, But now when the dyes on Shabbos is not usable only to give to your klavim, to your dogs, gesundheit, give it to your dog on Shabbos now. Because we all like to have Shimon to get to Hilchah Shabbos, we all day in Muksa. O Maishna b'yomtiv, how come here when Rebbe learned this Tam Mishnah Yomtiv of Ein Mavakin Eitzim and Afilush Nishpra b'yomtiv, this Tam Lom Keb Yehuda? Hey, how come Rebbe did such a thing like that? How come Rebbe negated Hilchah Yomtiv, his Kaim Lom Keb Yehuda? We hold Yesh Muksa. Therefore, since this beam at the beginning of Yomtiv was a chosh of a beam, you didn't have that to use it. It's like to build with. You can't use it now the whole Yomtiv. Even when it breaks in the middle of Yomtiv, and now it's usable to be burnt with, still you can't do it. How come he holds like Rebbe Yehuda negated on Hilchah Yomtiv? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Shabbos the Chamira. Shabbos, that's a very chometic halacha. Like everybody knows, if you do a malacha on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. You chayiv skila. So people know Shabbos is very chomer. People by themselves stay away and don't do isurim on Shabbos. Therefore, v'lo yosel zazule bo. The Rabbanim were not afraid that people will be mezalzel, will take it easy on the halachas of Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanim didn't have to put an extra strict halacha of muktzah negeh to Hilchah Shabbos. Like the Rabbanim thought that the Klal Yisrael knows this is an Issa Shabbos. So they didn't have to put the Issa muktzah on Shabbos. We'll let you be lenient negeh to Hilchah muktzah on Shabbos. Now when the animal dies on Shabbos, we say, now you're allowed to give it to your kelev. We're not going to be afraid if you give it to your kelev now, maybe you give it to your kelev even when it's really muktzah before it died. Because people know Hilchah Shabbos is very chomer, they stay away, they don't do Isurim on Shabbos. Mashenkein, Yomtif to kill. The Issa Yomtif doesn't have a chiyuv misa. If you do a malachar on Yomtif, there's no chiyuv skila. It's only a lav, you get malchus at most. The Yosa Zazule day. Therefore, the Rabbanim were afraid that the people will come to be over the Isurim of Yomtif. Because it's not so chomer, it's not so strict. Therefore, Stam Lunk Rebbe Yehuda, the Machmir. Therefore, Rebbe wanted to be Machmir and again to Hilchos Yomtif to tell everybody there's an Issa Muksan. Be very careful. When something was muksa at the beginning of Yomtiv, it remains muksa the whole Yomtiv. Even later, after the beam breaks. Here, even after the hen has an egg. And now the egg is edible. But since at the beginning of Yomtiv, this hen was not aimed to be eaten. It was aimed to raise, to have eggs from it. It remains muksa the whole Yomtiv. You're not allowed to use it. So Rabbana wanted to be machmir in Hilchos Yomtiv. Today, you shouldn't become to do other Yisurim. Rashi says, "Flo yosel zazule bein." If they'll come to be make a little bit for you on Shabbos, the Rabbanim weren't afraid you'll take advantage and do other kulas also. Mashem kein by Yomtiv, that's kill, there the Rabbanim were afraid, therefore they're more machmir. Hilchos muksa on Yomtiv, they're more machmir. Tomorrow says good. Of the Bamaya Kimta, what are you zetting on? What is our Mishnah talking about? That Pesilu says, Loi Toichal, why can't you eat this egg that was born on Yomtiv? We're talking about the mother was set aside to raise, to give off eggs. And therefore you don't have in mind to eat it. So therefore the mother really is also Muksa. Or Mishum Muksa. The Machlekes is if you hold Yesh Muksa or Ein Muksa. Beishama he holds Ein Muksa on the mother. And what even the egg now, even though it's Noilid, he holds Ein Muksa. And Pesilu holds Yesh Muksa. So that's the machlokes Beisil and Beishamai. So Gemara asks, Ihochi, if that's true, the way Rav Nachman learns the machlokes now Mishnah, Adamif legei bebeito, why does the Mishnah only say a machlokes when the egg is born on Yomtiv? Lif leg batana gerlis. Why don't we have a machlokes upon the hen, the mother itself? Let's say now you change your mind, and you want to shech this hen now. You want to shech the mother to eat it. So it should be the same machlokes. According to Beishamai, it should be mutter. Even though at the beginning of Yomtiv, you had in mind not to shech the hen. You wanted to use it to let it, to raise it, to have a lot of eggs. So at the beginning it was muksum, that Veshama Shitter is, that as soon as you change your mind, and you want to use it right now, it becomes usable. So why doesn't the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? That even the mother you're allowed to use. Just like that, that Veshama says, the mother you're allowed to use. So why doesn't the Mishnah say like that? If it's a machlok, it's a muksum, so it's negated to the mother also. So Gemara says, Le'adich ha'kech of the Veshama. The Mishnah wants to say a big chiddush according to Beishamai, the Bnei Lechari. It wants to tell you, not only is the mother mut if you want to shecht it, but even the egg that was noilet, like we said a svar before, this egg was not around on the world, Erev Yomtiv. So you didn't have a mind at all to use it. So maybe I would think Beishamai is mutter that's muksa. Kamashma on the Mishnah know that even the egg is mutter teat. So that's why the Mishnah only puts the machlekes by the egg. Samar says, Velislik betana girlis ladich kochen beisilu. But true, but let's still the machlokes should still be upon the mother and to tell us the chiddush in beisilu that beisilu says the muksa asiri that not only is the egg osir, because the egg I can tell you maybe because it's noilad. The egg was first born today. Maybe that's why Basil says, Loi Teichal, don't eat the egg. Because the egg was not around at all yesterday. But maybe the mother that was around yesterday, maybe Basil would say the mother you are allowed to eat. So therefore the mishnah to say a machlokes is by the mother. To tell us the chiddush in Basil, that not only the egg you can eat, but even the mother you can eat. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the mother was set aside not to be used to eat. The mother was set aside to raise eggs. It's muksam, so even later in the middle of Yom Tov, if you change your mind and now you won't eat it, the Mishnah should say, still it's asur. So again, there's a kasha. Like, why doesn't the Mishnah say, even the mother, you're not allowed to eat according to Beisilu? The Chitayma, maybe you want to answer me, that the klal is, that we always rather hear a chiddush, something that's mutter. If you can say something, you're allowed to do. Or else you can say something you're not allowed to do, like we always say, there's no kunst to say it's asur. Anybody can say it's asur, you can't do it. Anytime you have a suffix, be machmir, don't do it. The kunst is though to say it's mutter. So the klal always is, it's a bigger chiddush to say something's mutter than saying something it's asur. So therefore, I'd rather tell you the machlok is by the egg to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says, you know what's mutter? Even the egg is mutter. Now it's not only the mother, that the mother was just tam muksa. There, Beis Shammai told like Rav Shimon Shita, since you knew about it before Yom Tov, it's good. But the egg, I would think, no, since the egg is nerlad, maybe you can't use it. Kamash on the Mishnah, even the egg is mutter. So maybe there's a terrace like. That's why the Mishnah only says the egg and does not say the mother. Samara says, no, still it's a kasha though. The niflug v'tavayu. Why doesn't the Mishnah say both cases then? True, you're right. It has to say the egg to say the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. But the Mishnah should have said both. Tana goyles oimedes legado beitzim. In the case when you have a hen that it's oimed to be used to raise to get eggs out of it, the locher is he you beitzosa, the mother and the egg. Beis Shammai yirmim tiyochel. Beis Shammai says both of them you're allowed to eat. I don't know from muksa. I don't know from noilad. Who beitzilu loimim beitzilu says loy teichel. You're not allowed to either one of them. You can't eat. Not only the egg can't you eat because it's noilad, but even the mother also you can't eat. Because I hold like a Yehuda Shita the Geir Tamuksa. So this is one kasha they have on Rav Nachman Shita. It's according to you, Rav Nachman, that you're saying the Machlekes in the Mishnah, Veshama Beis Hillel, is a Machlekes in Muksa or not. So a kasha Rav Nachman is, why does the Mishnah only say the Machlekes by the egg itself? The Mishnah already should have said, here you Beis Hossa. And Tosafot speaks out, even though whenever you say Koyach Tater Rodiv, Koyach Tater means Churat Teretz. We would rather say a Heta than an Isser. So that's why we'd rather say just the egg and not the mother. So Tzai says here that the Gemara's kasha really is, because it's a very short way. All you have to do is just say one more word. You just have to say, Hiyu Beitzosa. So since it's so simple to say both of them, it's a kasha of Nachman. If the Machlekes is a Muksa, the Mishnah should have said it already both ways. The Mishnah should have said, Hiyu Beitzosa. The mother and the egg, both it's a Machlekes Beshama Beitzilu. So that's why other Amaroyim don't like Rav Nachman's pshat. Right? This is one kasha on Rav Nachman. It's not a tiyufta to Rav Nachman. It's just a little kasha why other will soon see now say other pshatim in the Mishnah. Baita. Elohim Rabba. So Rabba didn't like Rav Nachman's pshat that the machloikis should be a muksa, because to this kasha it should say hiu beitzosa. So Rabba says another machloikis. Elohim Rabba. L'yoylam I'll tell you v'tarna goylas ha-medas lachila. Our Mishnah Kriti we're talking about a hen that's oimit teshech teat. And it's not muksa. The mother is mamish and anoichel. So the question was then, why does Beis Hillel say, loy teuch, you can't eat the egg? It's a piece of chicken, that's all it is. The mother is chicken teat, so why can't you eat the egg? It's mamish and anoichel. I'll tell you, you're talking about a special case when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. So what's the yisa then? You have the egg now that was born today on Sunday, Yom Tov. Or mishum hachona. It's awesome the raisa to eat this egg, mishum achona the rabba. Famous achona the rabba. What does achona mean? Uksava rabba holds like this. That called beitza de misyal de idna. Any egg that was born today, it's born today on Sunday, first day Yom Tov. Meyesma gomrlo. It was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday. So comes out Shabbos, finish this egg. So you're eating an egg now on Yom Tov because Shabbos finished it for you. The rabba the time, and rabbi says that's awesome to do. Rabbi goes according to his shita. The Yom Rabbi, Rabbi says like this. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? For ho yo ba yoyim ha-shishi. It's the sixth day Friday. V'hechinu es asher yaviyu. Prepare yourself now on Friday for tomorrow Shabbos. So the klal is, choyel mechem Shabbos. A weekday could prepare for Shabbos. V'choyel mechem yomtiv. A Friday, a weekday could prepare for yomtiv. Aber v'yein yomtiv mechem Shabbos. V'yein Shabbos mechinu yomtiv. Shabbos or yomtiv does not have the right to prepare for the next day. So male, this egg that was born today on Sunday yomtiv, when was it prepared? When was it finished? It was finished on Shabbos. So if you're going to eat this egg today on Yom Tov, it comes out, you're eating an egg that was made from Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that finished prepared this egg for you. So the Chur, even though you didn't do anything, it's only B'day Shemayim, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, like Rashi says. Ve'chinu, Rashi says. Ve'zminu, you have to prepare yourself. Going mikan on the yoichel l'mocher. Because if the Pasuk means, literally, you have to prepare the food before Shabbos, for Loima to tell us, that you're supposed to bake and cook before Shabbos, the adjective, I have other psukah for that. As I shared to Waifu Waifu, it says, well, you want to bake, bake on Friday, not on Shabbos. So what's this new pasuk of, Ohoya b'yom ha'shishi v'achinu, that Friday should prepare yourself for Shabbos? What's the new chiddush here? Ela hazmona b'peh kamer. It means you have to prepare yourself with your mouth. Whatever you want to eat on Shabbos, prepare on Friday what you want to eat. Say it out, I want to eat. Ochsir b'yom ha'shishi. Ostam shishi chelu. The yachsur rachmon l'sud Shabbos yezminu b'bay joim b'chel. Any food you want to eat on Shabbos, you have to prepare it. You have to speak it out. You want to use it Friday. Now the klal is v'yein yomtiv mechel Shabbos. The yomtiv nami kor Shabbos. Oh boy, yisudas hazmona. A yomtiv is also called like Shabbos. Also, its sudas have to be prepared beforehand. The yazmanosa b'chel has to be prepared on a weekday. Abu sudas chel. A sud you want in the middle of the weekday, that's lechashiviv, lechaycha beyazmona. It doesn't have to be prepared beforehand. Hilkach, the yechod b'shabbos b'yalma on a regular Sunday, less on the mesa beta shenol de bay. And a regular egg that's born on Sunday, there's no iser. Even though Shabbos yesterday prepared today for Sunday, but Sunday does not need any preparation. There's no din preparation for sud of Sunday. Meshum the askim b'day shemayim. The sud is chol loyatzucha rachmona zimun v'boy joim. Lechaycha bey muksa. Mashenkin on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. Since the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, it's Sudis, Achoshev Sudis, the Pasuk is saying, the Hachona, any preparation for this Suda has to be done b'chol, has to be done on the weekday. Mashenkin, a Shabbos does not have a right to prepare for Yom Tov. So if you're going to come and eat this egg now on Yom Tov Sunday, what prepared the egg? Yesterday Shabbos. So you'll be over the Yisra Hachona, therefore the Yisra Hachona says you're not allowed to eat the egg. That's the way Rabbi learns. That's very good, the machlokes in the Mishnah. It's only machlokes negated to the egg. It has nothing to do with the mother. The mother is not muksa. The mother, you could shech and eat the mother. Everybody holds like that. It's only a shal upon the egg. Since the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, so Shabbos is preparing it for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. So it comes out, the Mishnah really only comes to answer on a Yom Tov that Sunday. Now, Shankar, the Yom Tov in the middle of the week, what prepared the egg yesterday, Erev Yom Tov? It's mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha now. On a regular Yom Tov comes out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there should be mutter to eat the egg then. And now Mishnah says, Tam, Beitish, and all the Yom Tov, Mash, many day Yom Tov, you can't eat it. And the Gemara Nechnami, it's Gzera, it's only with the Rabbonin. Gzera, Mishim Yom Tov, Achra Shabbos. It's Gzera, if you leave it today when Yom Tov is on Thursday, maybe leave it when Yom Tov is Sunday. Therefore, on any Yom Tov, the Rabbonin made Gzera, you can't eat the egg that was had born that day. For the Gemara, the same thing, Shabbos, Yom Tov, any regular Shabbos should also be mutter. Because what prepared it? Friday. Friday is Chol. Same terrace. Gzeira Mishim Shabbos Achi Yom Tov. We're afraid when Yom Tov was Friday, so then you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos. Because what prepared the egg on Shabbos? Yesterday, Friday, which was Yom Tov. So Gzeira, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, that no Shabbos can eat the egg when it's born on Shabbos. For the Gemara, is it true? Do you make such a Gzeira? Omi Gazrina Botani, we learned. Ha'ashirchid es Satana Gerlis. If somebody shech Satana Gerlis. And you find inside the stomach a complete egg. Is mutaros liyechlam b'yomtiv? You allow it today on yomtiv. There's no gzeira. Yeah, on yomtiv, you had a hen, you shechted it, and inside you found a complete egg. But the kasher is v'yimisa. If you make such gzeiras, ligzer mishenhanach to misyaldam b'yameim. Like one of them make a gzeira. How could you say you're allowed to eat this egg now? You find inside the mother's stomach. Why don't you make a gzeira? If you eat this egg, maybe people come to eat other eggs that were mamas born today on Yom Tov. So if you make such gzeira, negate to Beitzim on Yom Tov, you should make a gzeira here also. that not only when the egg is born, but even if you shech the mother and find the egg inside, we should also make a gzeirah. So Maran says, no, amalei, beitza gemuras b'mei iman, if you find a complete egg in the mother's stomach, milsad l'shchicha, it doesn't happen so often. And the klal is, oh, milsad l'shchicha l'gosu b'rabbon. The rabbonim don't make gzeirahs of things that don't happen. Only things that happen often, the rabbonim make gzeirahs. Therefore, to find an egg inside the stomach is not shchiach. Therefore, on a regular yomtiv, on a regular Shabbos, or a Shabbos, not again, you can't make a shchit on Shabbos. But on a regular yomtiv, Rabbanan did not make the gzeira. This is the way Rabbah learns Shana Mishnah. That's another way to learn. The Rabbah learns that a shaila is, it's also midiraisa. In the case that yomtiv comes out on Sunday, you can't eat the egg that was born on Sunday. Because the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos. So it's considered Shabbos is being mechin for yomtiv, which is awesome. In other words, Shabbos is preparing, making the Maisa Achonah for Yom Tov. Like Rashi and Tosfos speaks out, even though this is called Hachonah B'dei Shemayim, it's not called we're doing the action. The action happens Min HaShemayim. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, according to Hachonah the Rabbah, that still it's awesome. Alright, we'll stop here. For what B'nai God and B'nai Reuven did. For the fact that they did not want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Chazal said that they were the first ones to go into Golis. Because... Yeah, against when the middle of Machlokes, what the pshat the Machlokes says in the Mishnah between Beisham and Beis Hillel, an egg that was born on Yom Tov. What's the reason why it's also? So far we have two reasons. Rav Nachman said the reason was the Machlokes the Muksa, and Rabbi said the Machlokes was in Achana the Rabba. Rabbi's new Yisoid that even Achana B'dei Shemayim, here the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos and Sunday is a Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov because Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov, and that's awesome. That's two reasons so far. Now we're up to a third reason. A base in the bottom. Rav Yosef, last two lines. Rav Yosef Omar Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. The reason why Beis Hillel says an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, we're talking about even the case that the mother is Oymed L'Achila. The mother you're going to shecht. So the egg is not Muksa. There's nothing wrong with the egg. So why does Beis Hillel say you can't eat the egg? It's Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. We're afraid, just like the halacha is, fruits that fall off the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. Even though now it's no issa, there's no issa deraisa pulling it off the tree, it fell off already. It's gzeira though, maybe you come to pull the fruits off the tree. So that's the gzeira, peres hanoshrim. Peres that fell off the tree on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat them. So b'chlal, that gzeira is an egg also. An egg is like a fruit that fell off the tree, came out of the mother. That's why the egg is awesome. So the Havamina is that it's a gzeira, if you'll eat the egg, maybe you'll come to eat fruit that fell on the floor. So Maratakasha, Omalei Abaya, Peres HaNoshrin, even if you have this apple now that fell off the tree today on Yom Tov, of a time am I, what's the reason why you can't eat the apple today? Is the Churat Sonia?